Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Things you can read, listen to, watch. We got videos there. Brand new one coming out brand new one up today. And lots of other stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the past interviews that I've done with Ted Fishman, our guest this half hour. Ted's the author of Shock of Gray, which is this report of the world's aging population and what that's doing to all of us, how that's impacting markets and behaviors and societies. Ted, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website, please?
Yeah, it's just tedcfishman.com.
All right.
A simple Google search on my name will deliver many, many things. It'll take me to your site and to all other places that publish my work.
Let's check that out. Ted, we were just talking in the previous segment about your report on how countries, especially the European countries, are changing, and their demographics are evolving, and how different they are from the United States.
The United States has its own demographic dynamic here. You know, we have a higher birth rate than most of Europe, but it really separates according to which population in the United States you're talking about. So if you look at the white majority population right now, which is still a majority, but perhaps not for long, it is as old as any country in the world. It's as old as Japan. It's as old as the population of Spain. And when you look at the families that are having more children, very often they're immigrant families, but after one generation, they kind of conform to the American mean.
They assimilate.
Small families. Yeah, they assimilate.
Unlike in many other countries, America assimilates its immigrants.
That's right. So, you know, if we're betting in the long run that we will stay a younger nation the profile, and we become less of an immigrant nation, then we have to prepare for this older future all the same. It also says, Jim, which I think is so interesting, you know, what is the role of pensions in countries? So in Europe, of course, they have very robust pension systems. In the United States, our system is a little less robust and rely on these kind of individually driven pension funds. So
401k
in the U.S.
approach as opposed to pensions.
Yeah, so half of the population... What?
The defined benefit, not defined contribution.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. So in the United States, half of the population without formal pensions who are retired are officially in poverty, which is just a huge number. And I think that illustrates for us how important financial literacy is for the rest of us.
Yes.
So if we're not saving, we put ourselves in danger. And we don't just put ourselves in danger. What the Spanish example tells us is that we also remove ourselves as a support for the rest of our family, should they ever need us.
We also, it also says that we should, part of this financial literacy, it seems to me, Ted, is we need to realize that 20th century promises that were made were exaggerated and are not really viable in 21st century reality. And so in the 20th century, when people were made promises about pensions, whether it be in Spain or in the United States through, you know, public employees or whatever, those promises are not viable. They're not sustainable.
They're not sustainable. And, you know, they're not sustainable for reasons people don't understand. You know, they're not sustainable for, some of them are reasons we can't fix. So there is no official actuarial projection in the United States that came anywhere close to how long Americans are actually living.
Right. But in America, at least in America, and not in every case, but in many cases, but the problem that Europe has is not only do they make promises, but they allow people to retire at the height of their contribution age. In America, we make people work a little longer, but not in all cases. A lot of municipalities are allowing their employees to retire at a very young age with full benefits, which is just unsustainable.
That's right. So, you know, Interestingly enough, Spain was not particularly bad on this. So Spain, mm-hmm. the retirement age was 65.
Not as bad as Greece, for example.
No, or France. You know, the retirement age in Spain is around 67 now. For most of the current mm-hmm. retirees, it was 65.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the Europe is in worse shape. You know,
yeah.
In France, a lot of people retire. You know, retirement is around 60, but people actually retire in their 50s.
I got about a minute. What's the solution?
You know, the solution, you know, there's big public solutions we can talk about, but for families, those that have a savings plan, a pension plan, are minimally financially literate, people retire with three times the savings of people who don't.
Yeah.
So for each of us, it's really to get smart about your money, start putting it away, have some mm-hmm. sort of system, and then we have a chance of keeping ourselves solvent and our family solvent.
I want you to come back another day and talk to us about where to put that money, because I've talked about this with other people. I'm very wary of equities. I'm very wary of Wall Street. And will you come back another day and talk about that with us?
Help us get a little more literate. Yeah.
You're a former trader on the Mercantile Exchange, and so you got a lot of experience in this. Will you come back another day and help us with that?
Happy to.
Thank you, Ted. Ted Fishman. TedCFishman.com is the website. The book is called Shock of Gray. It must be in your library. Of course, you're going to want to read it first before you put it on the shelf. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Everybody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.